It's 8:39 on a Tuesday. Joining us now in our studios is Sam Temple, the executive director from Northfield Public Broadcasting, NPB.
Right. Yeah, thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Boy, it's a new month. We have you on at the beginning of each month to kind of glimpse at what is coming up in the future. And boy, we have turned that page on the calendar again.
I know. What a fast month September was. Just crazy.
You know, we had so many things going on in September, mm-hmm. too. I'm sure you've kept very busy on a lot of it. Let's start off. We were talking before you went on the air about the Spanish Heritage celebration that went on a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely, yeah. So middle of September was the beginning of Hispanic Heritage Month. That goes from middle of September to middle of October. And the Northfield Public Library kicked it off with a fantastic event in Central Park. Absolutely beautiful, perfect weather. And there were vendors, there was lots of live music, live dancing, showcases. And luckily, NPB was able to be there and film most of the live performances. So if you were unable to make it or you want to relive the fantastic experience, over the next few weeks, we'll be posting and sharing and broadcasting those different live performances.
I love that. So you'll be doing them individually as opposed to one long program.
Yeah. Individual programs, that'll make them easier to find. And then if you're watching on television, it'll be, you know, interspersed throughout the day. And one thing that is especially exciting, they had the sidewalk poetry capstone for the Spanish language poems. Mm-hmm. And so that has, you know, obviously a lasting impact as those get onto our sidewalk and become, you know, a permanent fixture of the community. So just lots of great programming, and some of my favorite stuff to air is from the Hispanic Heritage Celebration.
All right. That sounds sounds like something you want to catch. What now, you're on channel 187?
180 and 187.
180 and 187.
Yes. And if you don't have cable, we are available for streaming for anyone for free at npb.ci.northfield.mn.us, or you can look up Northfield Public Broadcasting and you should be able to find it.
Yeah, quick link there.
Yeah, there you go.
What else do you have going on?
Yeah, there's lots going on. Like you said, it's been a busy month. At the beginning of the month, of course, was Defeat of Jesse James Days, and we filmed the Archer House program that Susan Vistendahl did. She's a local historian, has done a lot of great work. She did a program on the history of the Archer House, and that was sort of the Northfield Public Library contribution to the Defeat of Jesse James Days, and celebrating the town's history, you know. So we've got that program up. Great success. She did such a wonderful job, and I'm grateful that we have it so that people can view it after the fact. There was a groundbreaking recently for Hillcrest Village. That's a new housing development that's coming into town, and it all kicked off with, I don't know if you're a fan of the movie Back to the Future, but they got some local actors, some friends of mine actually that I know well to be, you know, Doc Brown and Marty and Jennifer, and they were there, you know, talking about the future of the development of the site. And it was really fun and really clever, and they got, I don't know how, but they must have had some sort of connection. They had a DeLorean there with the time machine apparatus and everything.
That's Paul Ryland that got that together.
Oh, really? Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. That was a lot of fun. Kara Trigstad put together the recorded version of that event. So that'll be coming out later this month as well. So for those interested in the housing development, you can learn a little bit more there. And for those of you who want to see the Northfield rendition of Back to the Future, you can also see that there.
It's all there.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's the end of the Saints season. So Minnesota baseball is coming to an end for the season. But it was a lot of fun having that on NPB. Later in the month, we will be having a public safety video that I worked on with Rice County Public Health and specifically Josh Raymaker, talking about road safety. You know, we want folks to be safe, and we know that there's a lot of new markings on the street, specifically in how cyclists and motorists are sharing the road, and there can be a lot of confusion with the different markings. So Josh goes through some of the specifics of that and what the different markings mean. What does it mean to go from this section to this section? What is that transition like? What are the expectations? Now, I'm going to give a spoiler alert. I'm going to leak some classified plot details for this bike safety video. All the rules that apply to cars also apply to cyclists.
Hmm.
So where cars are supposed to stop, cyclists are supposed to stop. We know that there are a lot of times where cyclists can be frustrated with motorists, and motorists can be frustrated with cyclists. The good news is we can be equally frustrated. You know, just be just as frustrated with a cyclist or with a motorist as you would be any other vehicle on the road.
With a pedestrian.
Yes, exactly. As we're not going to get everyone to be, you know, kumbaya and all together on mm-hmm. everything and totally happy with road safety. You know, there's going to be frustration. There's going to be road rage. As long as we're just, you know, reasonably frustrated with each other. And we're all aware of what, you know, if I'm on a bike or I'm in my car, it's any frustration is just, I don't want to hurt anyone. I want myself to be safe, but I also don't want to be responsible for anyone else being unsafe. So as long as everyone's looking out for that, everyone's doing the best they can, I think we'll be just fine.
I think you're right there. And that is, I'm glad that somebody's doing something. I go over to the east side, and there are bike lanes, and they're going each way. I have no idea. Do I stop for that bike? Does that bike have to stop? Who's got the right of way?
Right, yeah. Right.
It's the same rules as drivers.
Yes, exactly. All exactly. Right. And obviously there's more nuance, and you've got the different colorations and all that. And so we'll get into more detail there, but that's my spoiler alert of everyone has the same rules broadly. And obviously Josh Raymaker is the expert, and he's a little more articulate, but we're excited to share that and give people a resource that they can go to for some of those more confusing markings.
Good deal. Sam Temple is with us from Northfield Public Broadcasting, MPB. Sam, is there anything else you'd like to bring up while we have you here?
You know, we continue to have a lot of really great programs. I recently looked, and we've had, between the stuff that we've produced and the stuff that's been submitted, we've had over 200 programs so far in 2021. So that includes church services, that includes meetings, that includes different recordings of events, like I've mentioned, and public safety videos. And that can only really be done with the community participating. So to our partners, to the folks who submit their church service or their public meeting every week, I want to say, you know, thank you, and I hope that this is a useful tool for everyone. And if anyone else wants to join the ranks of the services or the meetings or even the creative endeavors, we've had people submit, you know, short film type things to NPB, and that's been really wonderful. So if you have anything you want to showcase, I hope you'll join us, because you'll be with a welcome crew.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Sam, thank you so much for coming in again.
Thank you again.
Look forward to having you back next month.
See you then.
Sam Temple from NPB, Northfield Public Broadcasting, 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. Rich is back in with one final look at news after this.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. So what do you get when you combine Southern Minnesota's most experienced LASIK surgeon with Southern Minnesota's newest, most advanced laser center? At Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, we have the Alcon Allegretto laser featuring the latest wavefront technology, the Contura. Combine that with my experience, you get peace of mind. Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center.
Keller Insurance Agency in Nurse Strand knows that finding the right insurance coverage for your home, business, crop, auto, and life can be a difficult search. That's why Craig Keller with Keller Insurance Agency puts in the effort to provide the right insurance plan fit for your lifestyle and budget. The Craig Keller Insurance Agency reminds you that it's Fire Prevention Week, a great time to check every smoke detector in your home so you can hear the beep when you sleep. Contact Keller Insurance Agency for a comprehensive insurance program specific to your needs.
Fall into savings with cooler weather means hotter deals at Northfield Ford Chrysler. Visit us to see the latest F-150 trucks, along with pre-owned cars and trucks available in every price range. And fall into savings, because